Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another beautiful day of enjoying you. Thank you, Lord, just as our natural parents desired fellowship, and from fellowship would come faith and then laws and traditions. So you also made us to walk with you, hear from you, be obedient, and experience your mighty love. So thank you for another day of mighty love, mighty perfect love that's come from your heart according to your throne room realities that you want to bring about in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Romans 4 from verse 9 to 12. Faith was credited to Abram as righteousness. How then was it credited to him? Was it after he had been circumcised or before? Not after, but while he was uncircumcised. He received the sign of circumcision, a seal or confirmation of the righteousness which he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. This was so that he would be the spiritual father of all who believe without being circumcised, so that righteousness would be credited to him, and that he would be the spiritual father of those circumcised who are not only circumcised, but who also walk in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham, which he had before he was circumcised.
Hallelujah. Yeah, as I've shared this morning in the prayer, talking to the Lord, conscious of the Lord, we had our natural parents, and we were obedient to them for a time, and then it was to their good. It speaks about in Hebrews 12. But now God disciplines us for his good. And so we need to look to the rock from which we were hewn. And the Father had predestined us in Christ. And so Christ has come and has dealt with the problems of the past. And he's now ruling and reigning to help us in family thinking, in family understanding, and in family purpose, relevant to his kingdom coming on earth as it is in heaven. So that's so beautiful. We look to the rock from which we were hewn. And we can see that right through the Bible. Remember Adam and Eve in the garden, they walked with the Lord. And from that came joy and the right of the obedience. And then they were enjoying the goodness of God, resting in the seventh day. And then we have Enoch and we have the prophets of old. They walked with God, they knew God, they experienced God, they saw God in powerful ways. And then beautifully, our master copy, our big brother, our Lord, our Savior, had came to set us free. The same thing we see was cast upon the Father from the womb. It's his own words in Psalm 22. And then we have the beautiful beloved disciple. What's he saying? What we have seen and heard, we declare to you. And our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And we write this, that you may have the joy of the family, the joy of your inheritance, the joy of your name written in heaven, the joy of salvation. So be blessed to know you were made to know your God and make him known. So arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.